Hi, my name is Amanda Mixon. I'm a physician assistant practicing in Northern Colorado, and I am the president of RAP. Lupus nephritis occurs in patients with lupus when autoantibodies affect the kidneys, causing inflammation that can ultimately lead to scarring. There may be blood and or protein in the urine, as well as hypertension. Without proper treatment, it can lead to kidney failure. Up to one half of lupus patients can develop lupus nephritis, so it's extremely important that we're monitoring all of our lupus patients regularly. There can be a mortality rate of up to 30% at 10 years, and 10 to 20% of patients with lupus nephritis will go on to develop end-stage renal disease. Males, patients that are younger in age, Hispanic, African American, American Indian, and Alaska Native, as well as Asian ancestry, are at a higher risk. As with other conditions, patients at a lower socioeconomic status often do worse. There is a strong recommendation to screen at least every 6 to 12 months for protein in the urine in patients with lupus without known kidney disease or when experiencing extra renal flares. There's a conditional recommendation to perform a kidney biopsy in patients with lupus who have high levels of protein in the urine at greater than 0.5 grams per gram and or impaired kidney function that's not otherwise well explained. There's a strong recommendation to quantify protein in the urine at least every 3 months in patients with lupus nephritis who have not achieved complete renal response and every 3 to 6 months in patients with sustained complete renal response.